something on the occasion of this initiation ceremony that connects with more or less the theme that we've been trying to present for the Festival of the Holy Name this year? Two pieces so far during the class yesterday morning. There was some discussion about the advent of Nama Sankirtan in this age of Kali, going back from the very beginning of the age of Kali, some few years after Krishna departed, the prediction by Namalvar of Nam Sankirtan, the congregational chanting of the holy name of the Lord with arms upraised, and the English translation, I'm sure it's old English, but raving has a different connotation in our modern context, but raving the name of Krishna. And then we spend some time also with the first verse of Shikshastaka. And in that first verse of Shikshastaka, we heard how this Nama Sankirtan that was inaugurated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explained by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what was the gift that he was giving through the chanting of the holy name. So with those two thoughts in mind, I'd like to speak something in connection with all of that. Same theme, just continuing it, connecting with initiation. Part of the benedictory nature of Nam Sankirtan is anybody, everybody is eligible to participate without any consideration, not even species. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is being appreciated in Chaitanya Charitamrita that he had the power to even enthuse animals in the forest, elephants and tigers in the forest of Jarikanda, to call out, Krishna! Or a dog in Puri, the dog of Shivananda Sen, to call out, Krishna! And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu threw him some coconut pulp, but he gulped it down and say it again, Krishna! Here's some more coconut pulp. Now, Prabhupada's explanation is we don't have that capacity. But even unqualified persons, by mercy, can chant, can be brought to chant. Jesus shared this story yesterday of a Mayavadi sannyasi for 1 hour, saying Krishna's name again and again and again. In criticism, but that's one of the namabhas functions. Like Shishupal, in derision and scorn, he was calling Krishna's name. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning of Canto 7, just before the pastime of Prahlad Maharaj and killing of Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu and all of that, there's this chapter where Yudhisthira asks Narada Muni, could you please explain how it was that Shishupal, such a nasty person, bad person, vilifying Krishna, he achieved mukti when great tapasvis and yogis and sages and Lifetimes they try and they don't get. He got. How? And the answer is just see the power of the holy name. Because he called Krishna's name again and again and again and again. Although, yes, it was in scorn and derision. Very harsh. He achieved liberation. What to speak of those who try to chant the holy name without offense? So that's our program. Not the Shishupal program, but the other one. The clearing stage. Trying to chant the holy name without offense. And progressively go further and further, because the message yesterday, repeating again this morning, is the gift of Krishna Prema. And specifically, the prema that is found very uniquely in Vrindavan, Braja Prema. That's the gift. In the beginning, we don't have a clue what even that means, what to speak of, that's the gift. But the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is to appreciate that gift. So I wanted to narrate another nice passage from Chaitanya Charitamrita to help the message, help appreciate the message of striving for that gift. It has to do with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, while living in Jagannath Puri, he received a gift from a Vaishnav that was living in Puri, who had made a pilgrimage to Vrindavan, and when he returned from Vrindavan, he gave the gift. Shankarananda Saraswati received, while he was in Vrindavan, a Govardhan Shila and a garland of Gunja berries. Gunja berries are abundant in Vrindavan, and commonly they're used for worship. So they, a string, just like you offer a garland to the deity, there is Gunja berries, and it has had some significance, Raghunath Das could understand when he received. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very, very happily received this gift from Shankarananda Saraswati. And for 3 years, daily, he worshipped. But he worshipped in a little different way than we normally do worship. He was in this stage of spontaneous love of Krishna. And when he saw the Govardhan Shila, he saw Krishna, and he said, "This is the body of Krishna." I'll say it again. This is the body of Krishna. Just like we might say something about the holy name. The holy name and Krishna are the same. So the purpose of narrating this is to understand the gift of the holy name. He saw Krishna. He expressed, "This is the body of Krishna." And not in the regulative fashion, but in a spontaneous fashion, he would sometimes hold the Shila, Govardhan Shila, to his heart. Sometimes he would hold the Govardhan Shila to his eyes and cry. Sometimes he would rub the Govardhan Shila in his hand with his thumb. And that Shila today shows the thumbprint, worn again and again and again, touching the body of Krishna through this Govardhan Shila. Sometimes he would place the Shila on his head, like placing the feet of Krishna on one's head, as we heard from scriptural references, this Vidyadhara that received the touch of Krishna's feet on his head in the form of a serpent, said, "One who calls the holy name receives all the mercy of Krishna." What to speak of your having placed your foot upon my head. The personal association of Krishna is part of the gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw in the form of Govardhan Shila. The personal association of Krishna is also available through the holy name. We have to qualify ourselves, but that's the gift. 3 years, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu worshipped in a spontaneous fashion Govardhan Shila in this way. And then one of his intimate associates and disciples, Raghunath Das Goswami, was exhibiting further and further and further and deeper stages of bhakti, exhibited externally in the form of renunciation, but internally in the form of deep devotion to Krishna. So as affectionate as Lord Chaitanya was to Krishna, he gave this Govardhan Shila and string of gunja berries to Raghunath Das, just like we receive the holy name. He gave the gift that he had received from Krishna to Raghunath Das. And he instructed him, worship Govardhan in the mode of goodness. Didn't say do this spontaneously like I'm doing. In the mode of goodness. And surely you will see Krishna and will attain the stage of prema dhana, the stage of Krishna prema, braja prema, very quickly. Very quickly. Without delay is how it's translated. Raghunath Das was thrilled that he was receiving Krishna from the hand, literally, from the hand of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he followed the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding the gift that he had been given. And exactly as he was instructed, externally and internally, with great faith and love, that was Lord Chaitanya's instruction. Worship with great faith and love, just like we are to chant the holy name with great faith. And in time, that faith matures to the stage of love. But Raghunath Das was already at such an elevated stage. With faith and love. Good going. How did you know? Okay. The servant of the servant of the servant. So with great faith and love, he worshipped. And Krishnadas Kaviraj writes, in the Shila, he saw the form of Nanda Maharaj, the son of Nanda. He saw Krishna. He saw Krishna. And after some time, a year passed, Sarup Damodar indicated some additional service that he should do, offer a certain kind of sweet. So Govinda was entrusted with the service of providing the unoffered sweet, which he would offer daily. And doesn't say he ate it because he ate next to nothing, but when you taste it, you will taste Krishna. And Raghunath Das understood the intention of Mahaprabhu was twofold. One, he was giving residence at Govardhan by giving the Govardhan Shila. He was gifting residence at Govardhan and with the Gunja berries, the mercy of Radharani. He understood the intention of Mahaprabhu. And so he worshipped with great enthusiasm. That was part of the instruction also. with enthusiasm, worship with faith and love. And he attained Krishna Prema by the mercy, descending mercy of Mahaprabhu, who gave him such gift. When Mahaprabhu left this world, the worshipable deity of the heart of Raghunath Das Goswami, he was devastated. So his plan was that he would go to Govardhan, pay his respects to Rupa and Sanatan Goswami and the Vrajabasis, climb up Govardhan Hill and jump off Govardhan Hill and give up his life in separation from Mahaprabhu. He didn't say it, but that was his mood, his intention. Rupa and Sanatan, without him saying it, could understand his heart. And they said, no, you can't do that. You're here to serve the Vaishnavas. So they instructed him, not just requested, they instructed him. You make your residence at Govardhan. He made his residence at Radhakund Shamakund. And every day, you who have had the personal association of Mahaprabhu, you narrate for 3 to 4 hours every day the exchanges between Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, his pastimes and his qualities and his loving dealings as you experience. Because we've been serving in separation. He gave this place as our place of service. You've been with him. We don't know of those pastimes, or the residents of Vrindavan in separation don't know of those pastimes, but you do. Not only you know the pastimes, you know the inner meaning, because the inner meaning was disclosed to you by Sarup Damodar. Because when Raghunath first went to Puri, there were a bunch of Raghunaths. So to differentiate this Raghunath from that Raghunath, they didn't call him Raghunath number 2 or Raghunath number 3. They called him, he became known as the Raghu of Swarup, because Lord Chaitanya placed him in the care of Sarup Damodar. So the Raghu of Swarup. And Sarup Damodar, being who he was, he not only knew the pastimes, he knew the mood of love, the innermost transcendental feelings of love of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a very special devotee. And he shared that intimate understanding with Raghunath. So Raghunath not only knew the pastimes, but he knew the mood and the meaning and the message and everything. So that was his service. Every day. It's described, and in that audience that heard from him, one amongst many was Krishnadas Kaviraj. And Krishnadas Kaviraj was given the instruction, please write this down so that future generations, we don't have MP3 recorders here, you please write it down so the future generations will know the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. Directly from your mouth, from the mouth of Raghunath Das Goswami, who understood it from Sarup Damodar, who revealed everything within the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And one more thing, it's described in this section, Antya Lila, is that the standard, the vratas of Raghunath Das were like lines in stone. Lines in stone don't move over time. They may become a little blurred over time, over centuries or something, but lines in stone don't move. The vrata of Raghunath Das didn't move. I'm mentioning this particularly because vows will be taken, and we heard yesterday, we're going to hear on Monday about the 10 offenses. So stay tuned for the 10 offenses topic, because that's connected with, along with the gift of the holy name, to chant with faith and love, that's the positive, then there's the negative. The do and the do not. The do not is the offenses. And one of the offenses, Guru Avagya, you'll hear on Monday, for those of you still with us, it means neglecting the instruction of the spiritual master. The first offense is sadhu ninda. Ninda is stronger. Vilify. Criticize. Blaspheme. That's pretty strong. Sadhu ninda. And the third is guru avagya. Avagya means neglect. Much lighter. But neglecting the instruction is an offense. And a symptom of that is taking vows that you don't keep. One of the glorious, super glorious features of Ramayana, it's on my mind like anything because I'm hearing Ramayana again and again in anticipation of the Ayodhya Yatra. Again and again, this not departing from truth, or truth including vows that are taken or words that are uttered. When you utter words, you mean them and you keep them. And that was the principle that Ram held above everything else when there was discussions with others, including Vishishta and others, Bharata, and whenever discussing about Dharma, this one is at the top. It trumps everything. It precludes everything. It's that principle that must not be compromised. Whatever else is subordinate to that one. We must uphold the word of our father. Well, he made a mistake. We must uphold the word of our father. We must uphold the word of our father. Extending that message over the next 50 years so that we can all, you all at least, can observe ISKCON 100. Understanding the instructions of our founder Acharya and upholding the instructions of our founder Acharya is going to preserve the integrity and the unity of ISKCON. Don't become clear what those instructions are. Or, even if you're clear and you don't uphold them, it's not going to be pretty. So let's make it pretty. Become very clear what the instructions are and uphold the instructions. Now, back to Raghunath Das Goswami and then back to our function here. Raghunath Das Goswami received instructions and he fulfilled them. He took them in his heart and he achieved that which Lord Chaitanya had given as a gift. And because of he followed the instructions of Rupa and Sanatana Goswami, we now have Chaitanya Charitamrita in disciplic succession, so we can know what are the instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And given in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in detail in Antya Lila, the final chapters, Shikshastaka, and other places it's also references made, so that we can understand how to fulfill the instruction of take the holy name and receive the fullness that the holy name is intended to give. How to instructions. But that how to is supported on the why. Then the why is, it's like circling back to yesterday morning. Why? Why chant? Some persons pass through periods of time when it's difficult. Initiated or uninitiated, it's sometimes the hills and the valleys phenomena. Why continue when it, what struggle and so forth? Why? Why? If the why becomes clear, then the struggle is not a problem. Problems are no longer problems. They're just part of the path to Krishna, however he wants me to get there. if purification is needed in this way, I'm going to say yes to Krishna, because my life is to say yes to Krishna, to receive that gift that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give through the means of disciplic succession. So initiation is connecting formally with disciplic succession, being a submission unto the disciplic succession through the current link, ultimately surrender or submission to Krishna, and Krishna's acceptance through disciplic succession to the medium of the current link. The connection with Krishna is formalized. And with that formal connection, then, very merciful. And the first initiation, there's seven candidates here for first initiation. That's the invitation, the gift of Vrajaprem. It's all there. In stages, but it's all there. As we heard to the, just even the first verse of Shikshastaka. And as one goes further into Shikshastaka, it goes deeper and deeper. It's an amazing summary or map how to get to Vrindavan with Krishna. Simply through the chanting of the holy name, done with the right purpose and the right means. Everything is there. Please take it. That's Mahaprabhu. Please take it. I'm not qualified. Please take it anyway. But I'm lazy. I'm misguided. I'm unfortunate. And I'm always disturbed. Yes, yes. Please take it. And, of course, Srimad Bhagavatam as well. Exactly in the language of Srimad Bhagavatam. Persons in this age of Kali, they're always disturbed, misguided, unfortunate, lazy. What's the remedy? The remedy is devotion to Krishna that's awakened through hearing. Vasudeva Katha Ruchi Sian Mahat Sevaya Vipra Punya Tirta Nishevanat. That everything is there. Please take it. And then there's this qualification. So tomorrow, we'll be hearing the prohibition part. There's the injunction with faith and love. And continue along that, the indicators given by Mahaprabhu. How to, with faith and love, how to, step by step. So that's, we're not qualified like Raghunath Das. If we're given a deity to worship, then it's not the same as what Raghunath was experiencing. But the potential is there, the potency is there in receiving mercy. Now, just briefly for the second initiates, this exchange came up recently. I won't name any names, but some persons in our community here were gifted. They didn't ask for it. They didn't go out of their way to try to get, but somebody, in two incidences, somebody gave them a Shalagram Shiva. One's initiated, one's not initiated, and what to do? And the eligibility for worshiping, different than Gaur Nitai or Jagannath in the home of devotees, but Shalagram, and for worship on the altar, similarly, it's Brahminical initiation. And it's the Brahminical initiation, these for the three that are receiving Brahminical initiation today, there are mantras that are to be chanted with faith and attentive contemplation on the mantra, because the mantra is necessary for entering into deity worship, particularly of the standard of on the altars in our temples, installed deities, including cooking that's to be offered to the deity in the kitchen, same standard, should be touching fire for that which is offered to the deity should be by brahmanas only. And part of the qualification is the mantra. Without it, it's part of the procedure, sangskara procedure. It's one of the essential sangskaras that in this case makes one eligible to worship the deity. And to be eligible to worship the deity, you have to have not just a mantra or a mantra through initiation. There has to be quality, qualified, starting with the purification that comes from chanting Hare Krishna, but also developing the qualities of cleanliness and truthfulness and austerity and mercy and knowledge of the scripture. So we, at least I personally, have a standard that second initiated devotees must have completed their study of Bhakti Shastri. Now, here in Chicago, this little inside information. Here in Chicago, there was a crisis or an urgency where we needed some pujaris because there was a change of administration and we needed pujaris. And there were a number of persons who had not yet completed their Bhakti Shastri, but they made a vow, which they kept, that they would complete, and they were given second initiation so they could worship the deity, and 100% of them completed. So we're doing the same thing here for St. Louis. There's a bit of an urgency and the need for devotees to do deity service, and it requires, and cooking for the deity. So it requires Brahminically initiated devotees, so the three devotees here from St. Louis are in that category for your information. But those that have a desire to worship deity in the temple, we're very happy to see you have such a desire. Some devotees have worked very hard to complete their Bhakti Shastri so they could receive second initiation so that they can worship the deity in the temple. Because that standard is very important. I'll finish with this. Two things. Prabhupada said, and it's true, because I've experienced it, when the deity worship is done nicely, everything flourishes. When the deity worship is not done nicely, everything suffers. The whole community flourishes or suffers based upon the quality of those who are worshiping the deity and the quality of the worship that they're offering to the deity. Very important service. Very important service. So there has to be quality. Pitter-patter. Oh. So those that are receiving second initiation, not only please complete your Bhakti Shastri, but please recognize the importance that service is not just that, oh, I like deity worship. I mean, it's nice to like deity worship, to do deity worship, but the responsibility is very substantial. You're directly in contact with the deity form of Krishna. So the merciful nature of the name is we're directly in contact with Krishna in the form of his merciful holy name, although we're not qualified. The holy name is most merciful, and the giver of the holy name is most merciful. We should open our heart to recognize what a gift, although I'm not qualified. Then let me recognize the gift and cherish the gift. And Brahminical initiation, now greater responsibility, not only unto yourself, but all those who come to the temple and participate in the activities of the temple, although they may not have any idea of what's going on behind the curtain with the worship of the deity on the altar. But Krishna does, and everyone is impacted. So please carry out that service very carefully and maintain pure standards. Exactly as Mahaprabhu said to Raghunathas, worship in the mode of goodness, and very soon you will see Krishna without delay. That's very high. See Krishna without delay. Attain Krishna prema without delay. That's a high position. But the potency is there if we carefully adhere to the instruction. Okay, so that's my message for this morning. And now we're going to call the candidates for initiation. Maybe we'll start with you too. You got up pretty quickly. Oh, we didn't chant Brahma Samhita. Huh? Where were we supposed to? Oh, you didn't remind me. I've got so much going on, it's... Even my battery in my alarm clock went dead. A lot going wrong in my life these days. So let's do that. You can have a seat again. We'll chant Brahma Samhita and then we'll do this. Where are you, Vibhu Chaitanya? I want you to say something about your brother and sister-in-law before they get up, because then she'll have to be awkward, standing or something. This is something that nice before first initiates, somebody that knows them very well will say some words of appreciation. I think you know your brother and sister-in-law pretty well. Go ahead.
Hare Krishna. My brother is 11 years older to me. So we don't have the same taste before. I used to watch movies. He never used to watch movies. I used to listen to movie music and he never used to listen. He used to listen to classical music. So we never had anything in common to speak except cricket.
This is very confidential information you're
sharing. But I just wanted to say that over a period of the past 10 years or so, we have a much common topic to speak, which whenever he calls me, I know he has read something from Srimad Bhagavatam or some of Prabhupada's books that he would like to share with me. And then it'll just go on, and I would say, like, Nataraj, I don't have time. I got to go. So he will just go on and on and on, and that kind of changes in his life and in our lives too, and our relationship. That's just wanted to mention that. And then when I was around 17 or 18 years, he got married, so I know my sister-in-law for a long time. We matched in taste because...
Say it again?
Our taste matched because both of us saw movies and... So we used to communicate more than me and my brother. So one quality of my sister-in-law is very glaringly, when she doesn't like something, she will just hate it to core. She will just turn her face also sometimes if she doesn't like it. So that is her quality. But she was a devotee of a demigod, and it took a long effort to talk to her and bring her to this. But now, amazingly, with your association, Guru Maharaj, that she has come so far, and she has so much faith in Krishna and chanting of the holy names, Just wanted to mention that now we speak on different terms again. So, so
I've never heard sharing like this. This is really special. Your family, so it's okay. They're not embarrassed. They're
this is the time I can
loving transaction. I get it.
So, thank you so much. Now, I had material relationship with them. Now, from today onwards, I will have a spiritual relationship also. So, it is very nice. And I have, on this ending note, is I have three more brothers.
How are they doing? You got a ways to go, right?
Long way to go.
So, you two brothers work on the other three, right? Good association. That. Okay, please come forward before Prabhupada and offer obeisances. Do this quickly because her knee. So, how many before they wished to take their vows before Kishore Kishori, and so we fulfilled their wish and others also. So here we are. How many rounds you chant every day?
16.
Okay, minimum. You can chant more than that too. Eight rounds for your family. The family abacus. Those who don't chant, this is for your three brothers that are... How many did you chant on Ekadasi?
24.
24. Okay. And the four rules that you'll follow? What are the four rules that you'll follow?
No intoxication, no meat-eating, no gambling, no illicit.
Okay, very good. And you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings,
yes,
as you have been doing for the rest of your life. Okay, your initiated name is... Where is it? Oh. Nataraja Krishna.
Nataraja Krishna Prabhu Ki.
It's in our scriptures, it's Krishna the master of dance. Now, some places it says that Radharani taught him how to dance. We won't say anything about your good wife, Radhika. But we, and as far as your, you know, Krishna's dancing is concerned. So, minimum 16 rounds. Four rules. She's nervous. Okay, you made it. And like your good husband, you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings. Yes? The rest of your life. Now your sister-in-law's name is Radhapriya, right? Do you want to guess? Radhika Priya Devi Dasa.
Radhika Priya Mataji Ki Jai.
Gajendra Moksha, could you give him the microphone? Gajendra Moksha is going to speak about some of his favorite, two of his favorite devotees, amongst his many favorite devotees.
So,
Anand and Vandana.
So I know Anand and Vandana for the last...
Speak slowly, because we have people here that, like yeah, me, don't hear so when you speak.
I know both of them for the last 12 years.
12 years?
They started coming to the Bhakti Riksha. And then first his good wife started coming and then Anand followed afterwards. And then since then they are, both are the pillars of our Bhakti Riksha. And then during this many years, they developed the wonderful quality of serving the Vaishnavas. And then out of these two, so devotional qualities that they develop is basically the humility and the kindness. So both are very kind and humble, and serving attitude to the devotees and other Vaishnavas. And Anand in particular, he is serving Kishore Kishori for the last many years. He is serving the kitchen. He is an enthusiastic devotee, following the MSF, he book distributor, and do a lot of other wonderful services. And then he is very strong in sadhana and scriptures regarding vandana. And she took smaller steps, but she is pretty strong in her sadhana. And she is taking care of two wonderful kids, imparting them the Krishna consciousness. And she is assisting her husband in all the Krishna conscious activities that he is doing. So I am happy that both are taking the initiations and your centers, and with your association and the instructions of Nitin and Prabhu, they both have developed very wonderful qualities. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please come forward to offer obeisances to Prabhupada. We have time. Can you give the microphone to Kusumika? Brief. Kusumika, right behind you. Right behind you. Oh, there she is. Some words of appreciation of these two devotees. Come pay your obeisances.
Very, very humble and very kind devotees, and they are that much sincere that they never miss a single opportunity to serve the devotees. Anytime they are always available. So especially Vanda Mataji, she is a very intelligent and most thoughtful person, and she has gone through many unexpected times. Hard times in her life. So, however, those times, difficult times, has increased her faith in Krishna consciousness under the mercy of Guru and Krishna. She has progressively maintained a very steady sadhana routine on daily basis. They both are raising nicely their two sons, Vedansh and Balbhadra. So today I am very happy that they are getting their initiation under the mercy and protection of their spiritual master. And I am praying for their obstacle-free spiritual life. Thank you.
Thank you for asking. How long have you been chanting 16 rounds? 10 years. He's pretty steady, huh? Not feeling yourself qualified, but now getting a little kind of pull from the front and push from behind, I think. Team effort. Here we go. Initiation vows. Before Kishore Kishori. How many rounds you'll chant every day?
Minimum
16. Then the rules that you'll follow?
No gambling, no drinking, no intoxication, no illicit.
And you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings for the rest of your life. That's a nice vow.
Yes, madam.
Yes. Very enthusiastic. Okay. Initiated name is Ananda Das.
Ananda Das.
That one was easy. This is a little more challenging, but you'll like your name, I'm sure. Okay. How many rounds you'll chant every day for the rest of your life? 16 minimum. And the rules that you'll follow? Okay. And like your good husband, you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings. Your initiated name is Vinoda Manjari.
Vinoda Manjari Mataji ki.
Vinoda Manjari is a name that's found in Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can look up later. Where one of the main branches of the Chaitanya tree is Ananta Acharya, and he was known by this name, Vinoda Manjari. Okay. So, Prema Trangani, can you speak something? Huh? Oh, look who's here. How wonderful. Can you please speak something of these nice devotees from the Baltimore Yatra? This is Baltimore Yatra Dasi right here with us in person. Nice to see you.
Nice to see all the devotees and you and Kishore.
So speak some words of appreciation of these nice devotees that you've come to know.
Yes. And they are doing nice book distribution. Padmapriya Mataji, she is also doing Sunday school film. And Sai Krishna is also doing some theater services around the temple. And they are very sincere and nice devotees. And I wish them well. That they keep on continuing and increasing their services. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I know Sai Krishna and Padma Priya from, I guess, maybe 7-8 years now. And they both are really sincere. Sai Krishna Prabhu came in contact with Krishna consciousness through one of the students of Krishna Smaran Prabhu. And since then he's been quite steady. They've been through some difficult times in their life, but all through they have maintained their chanting of 16 rounds and steadily practicing. I really appreciate their service mode. They're always ever ready to serve the devotees at any time. You know, they're always picking up people from Baltimore Airport at odd hours and hosting people every time there's Gita Nagari retreat, and even other times they're always, you know, happily hosting devotees, opening their entire house for devotees to stay. So I'm really happy that they're taking this step. They regularly attend. They didn't finish Bhakti Shastri, but they're almost there. They have to do some essays and stuff.
They love service.
Yeah.
Serving the Vaishnavas. That's our life. So, your initiation vows. How many rounds you'll chant every day? Minimum 16, and the four rules that you'll follow? Very good. And you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings, which means you have to read them and study them so you can follow them, but you're doing that with Bhakti Shastri. So your initiated name is Sri Krishna Das.
Krishna Das Prabhu ki jai.
That one was easy too. Mom almost got it right. Sai Krishna, Sri Krishna. Okay. So Padma Priya. How many rounds you'll chant every day? And the four rules that you'll follow? Very good. And you'll carefully follow Srila Prabhupada's teachings as your good husband will do for the rest of your life. Very good. Your initiated name is Gaura Priya Devi Das.
Gaura Priya Mataji Ki Jai.
Now, microphone. Sri Radhika, where are you? Could you take the microphone to Sri Radhika? Last but not least, one of our younger generation devotees, Sri Niti.
I remember the first time I met Srinathi. She was 3 years old.
How many?
Went to ballet. 3 years old.
Three.
She had just had her hair shaven at Tirupati. And she was wearing this little frill frock and ear-to-ear smile that's characteristic of her. Always been a friendly little kid. So the first time, she's at the temple and slowly, slowly she makes her way closer to me, smiling, smiling. And she plops in my lap. And I'm like, okay, friendly little girl. What's her name? That shows a very core quality that she has, very affable personality and very personable nature. She has been one of my students at Sunday school. And even though it's been many years since she's graduated, she feels this deep sense of gratitude for what she's received and deep sense of relationship and connection and accountability. And I see the same in the relationship with Guru Maharaj, and that's very nice. It's very joyful to see how Guru Maharaj encourages these little children. I remember him holding her hand during Rath Yatra and walking with her.
She remembers it too. I remember it too.
And she would eat off of your plate, literally stand there and you would feed her. And at these festivals of the Holy Name, even when she was very little, 8, 9, 10 japa retreats, able to chant way more than 32 rounds, in the 64 rounds, and Maharaj would always call on her during the sharing session and really encourage the attraction to the Holy Name. Very talented individual, whether it's in Bharatanatyam dance or drama, she's been our, Maharaj always says this, she's the main actress in all the St. Louis dramas.
Well, you pick her that for that role, because she's so good on stage, very poised, very clear in her speech.
And she arranged an opportunity for my family to share Krishna consciousness in her school, and just to kind of warm up the class, we asked, this is the entire seventh grade class, and we said, so who's the smartest kid in your class? And everybody pointed to her without fail. So, very gifted academically, been part of the gifted and talented program in our school ever since. So I can see that Maharaj is training one of the leaders of our movement, and for me, it's like seeing a baby growing up, and I'm so happy. But she's taking this step to formally connect with you, Guru Maharaj.
Okay. Thank you. Obeisances. We're not going to have time for the second initiates. We'll do something later for appreciations. Okay. How old are you now? 16. Wow, she's 16. rounds. Pranka, you were 16 when you received initiation also. Yeah. So it's happening. Some younger devotees taking that step of initiation. It's a long life ahead, so it's serious consideration on the part of the initiating spiritual master to have a young person take such vows. And it's a serious consideration for the young person to take such vows that they're going to do anything for the rest of their life. But as Sri Radhika indicated, just the it's a safe vow to be taking for her. So how many rounds you chant every day for the rest of your life? Minimum 16. Okay. Kishir Kishori, you hear this, right? She also wanted to be initiated before Kishore Kishori, so during this little exchange. And the four rules that you follow? And you'll carefully follow Prabhupada's teachings. Good. Your initiated name is Shyam Mohini Devi Dasi.
Shyam Mohini Devi Dasi.